My chili ravioli spaghettios is almost done. Chef Pepe, how do you do it? Oh, man, it smells so good. You need to be stopped. Put on the most wanted list. Jesus.
All right, Thomas. Are you ready to pull off the greatest stunt of all time? The jump over Chef Pepe while he's cooking and make him really mad 360, 3,000 burial McTwist? Thomas, if you pull this jump off, you'll go down in history as the coolest train of all time. Okay, and the crowd goes wild. Oops.
What the hell, dude? You got the Thomas in my chili!
He wasn't supposed to land in the chili, Chef Pepe. He was supposed to go up the pizza box ramp, jump over you, and then land.
He's not supposed to be in the kitchen anyways! You're supposed to play in the living room!
Well, I don't have any railroad tracks for Thomas to play on. Maybe if Santa Claus got me train tracks for Thomas to ride on, I wouldn't have to make train tracks out of old pizza boxes.
Maybe you'll get it for Christmas, but look, not right now!
How is Santa gonna know what I want for Christmas if I haven't went to the mall and told him what I wanted yet?
You're 17 years old, you don't have to tell Santa every single time Christmas comes around!
Well, why don't you just take me to the mall so I can talk to Santa and tell him what I want?
I guess we can go to the mall and see Santa then. You already ruined my chili, I don't have anything else to cook.
Well, can you please clean off Thomas? He's full of chili now.
No, you clean it off!
I don't want to put my hands in that, it looks gross! Looks like poop. Looks like diarrhea poop.
Oh, it's so damn hot.
Thomas,
look, here's your stupid Thomas.
What? You were supposed to clean them off.
I'm not going
to
clean them off. I did, but the worst part. Jesus.
Ew. Should I be clean them? I'll clean them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought. Next kid.
Ah!
Santa!
Calm down, kid. Santa's coming off a hangover. What do you want for Christmas?
I want a pony!
Oh, shit. We got another kid asking for another damn pony. What the fuck?
For the last time, we don't do livestock. How is Santa supposed to make a pony? You want him to, like, mate with a pony?
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
No, he's supposed to use his Christmas magic, you dum-dum!
Okay, well, that doesn't exist, so get back in line and think of something more realistic.
Oh, not again!
Next kid.
Oh my gosh, Chef Pepe about to sit on Santa's lap!
You know you're 17, right? Grow the hell up. Come on, you gotta have bigger dreams in life.
Come on, Aunt Kit. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, all I have is my Thomas the Tank Engine toy. Say hi to Thomas.
Hey, Thomas!
Yeah, and Thomas really, really wants a train track that he can ride on all the time.
He's 17, by the way. Tell him to grow the hell up, Santa.
So all I want is a Thomas that... You getting tired?
Oh, yeah, Thomas, all right, go ahead. Keep going, kid.
Can you just please get me a Thomas the Tank Engine set so that he can ride on the tracks?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, kid.
Santa's winking at me!
I'll be worried about that.
No, I think he might be having a stroke. He might want to get out of here.
Oh, he's going to get it for me!
Yeah, run.
Okay.
How the hell am I going to get a Thomas the Train Track set? Wait, why are you whispering at me?
Did I hear you say you need that train track set?
You might have. Oh, wait, you have one?
Well, I mean, they're sold out everywhere.
I know. Do you have one or not?
Oh, yeah, I got one. Still in the box?
What? He does! He has one!
Yeah, 200 bucks, though.
What, the 200 bucks? What the hell?
Yeah.
That's overpriced. That's a scam.
Hmm. Well, I also accept trades.
Trades. I got a hat. You want to trade?
I already got a hat.
Okay. I got this Louis Vuitton apron. You want to trade that?
I have a shirt. I'm good.
Dang. Well, I don't know what you want from me.
My wife has really been wanting a stove for Christmas. You got a stove?
Of course I got a damn stove, but I'm using it for the holidays. How am I going to cook for the holidays if I give you my stove?
Well, you got a microwave, right?
I'm not cooking in the microwave. That'll take forever.
How bad do you want this train set?
Well, Junior really wants this train set. It will make him happy. I guess I'll trade you the damn stove.
All right, but I gotta check it out and make sure it's a nice stove first.
Okay. Wait. You gotta be picky now?
Well, yeah, I gotta make sure it's not a shitty stove. You good, Santa?
Yeah. I'm just Snapchatting some 20-year-old girls.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
You don't think it's Chris Hansen, do you?
What? No? Why would it be Chris Hansen if they're 20? Why are you even worried about that?
I don't know.
Did she say she was 20?
No.
Okay, well, maybe you shouldn't meet up or send any pictures you might regret later.
Yeah, please don't.
All right, well, maybe I should ask her.
Yes, start with that next time. I gotta go check out this guy's stove.
All right.
Just be careful.
Yeah, come on with the stove, man.
All right, bro, here's my stove.
It's a pretty nice stove.
Yeah. I cook it in myself.
Is it used?
It's used. I cook it in myself on a daily basis.
How used?
Like overly used. Like daily used. Like stains everywhere. I use it all the time. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's gonna dock the value a little bit.
Oh, what? I told you it's a used stove. What the hell?
You think we could bake some cookies in it just to make sure it works?
Nigga, I'm not Martha Stewart. I'm not baking any damn cookies to show you that it works. It works!
But how do I know it works?
Look, there's a light on the inside. There's a clock on the stove.
Yeah, but I'm not buying a clock now, am I?
Look, you're making this more difficult than it has to be. I'm just trying to make a kindly gesture for the holidays for stupid Brad. Look, I don't even like Christmas.
Why don't you like Christmas?
Hey, Chef.
I hate Christmas because no one ever thinks about me. Day in and day out, I cook and clean, and no one ever considers me. No one ever buys me a gift. No one ever thinks about me.
Every single Christmas, people are opening up their gifts, and no one ever gives a gift for Pee-Pee. No one considers Chef Pee-Pee's feelings and needs and wants. All I ever wanted for Christmas was a damn oven mitt so I could stop burning my fingers. All I do is cook for other people and burn my damn fingers in the process. Oh, no one thinks about Chef Pee-Pee. I don't want to burn my two fingers no more. I just want an oven mitt.
Oh, poor Chef Pee-Pee. All he wants is an oven mitt so he can stop burning his fingers.
I'm going to get him an oven mitt for Christmas.
Well, that sucks about your fingers, but I will take the stove, though. You won't burn your fingers if you don't have a stove.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay, great. I'll get you that train set. But, do you know how to move a stove? I don't know. You know what? I'll figure it out. It can't be that hard. Oh, I got it. It's coming. Gonna take a while.
Hey, Junior, you invite us over?
Yeah, dude, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just sad.
Why are you sad?
Chef Pee-Pee said that every Christmas he never gets anything that he wants. He never gets any presents. And he said all he wants is an oven mitt so he can stop burning his fingers.
What a fucking bitch, dude.
He wants an oven mitt for Christmas?
Yeah, he keeps saying he keeps burning his fingers. And I don't know if I can even find an oven mitt. Like, where do I buy one?
I don't know where you're going to get that kind of money for an oven mitt.
What, how much are oven mitts?
Oh, at least $20.
Well, I don't have $20. I don't have any money.
Oh, neither do I.
Oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to get Chef Pee-Pee an oven mitt?
I don't know, dude. You better run up and get you some money, dude. Get your change up, dog. Hey, they're right up in the
room. I'm sorry. It's just okay.
Joseph, I think he's lost his fucking mind.
Joseph, is that an oven mitt?
Oh yeah, that's my best friend. I forgot to tell y'all about that. We hang out every day.
Is Joseph talking to an oven?
He's talking to an oven mitt with googly eyes on it.
Dude, it's my best friend. I had it since my mom left. It's her old oven mitt, and it smells just like her. Oh yeah, that's her scent.
Hey Joseph, it's just an oven mitt, dude.
No, it's not, dude. It's my best friend. It's a companion. It's not just an oven mitt. You wouldn't understand.
Well, Joseph, would you be willing to sell me that oven mitt?
Hell no, dude. Well, $20 maybe.
I don't have $20.
Well, you don't have an oven mitt, dude. Ain't that right, oven? Yeah, he broke his fuck. Broke ass.
Well, what if I traded you Thomas?
Thomas, dude? No way!
You would really trade Thomas just to make Chef Pee-Pee happy?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really noble of you. But I could swear I've seen Chef Pee-Pee use an oven mitt before. Like, I'm positive I've seen him do that. He has to have done that at some point. And even if he didn't have an oven mitt, he could use, like, a towel or, like, a napkin or a blanket. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can use as an oven mitt. I bet he has one.
Well, he was crying saying that all he wants for Christmas is an oven mitt, and there's one right there with googly eyes. I could take the googly eyes off. Like, Joseph, can you please trade me that oven mitt for my Thomas?
Heck yeah, dude. You can have Ovi. Wait, you really gonna get me up, fuck nigga? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna tell on your ass. I'm gonna snitch on your fuck ass to the police about all the murders. Die, new. Die, Joseph. Yeah, you gonna die today. Oh, dude. You just gonna see him. Take over my life. Oh, he's gonna murder me. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. He's trying to kill me.
Okay. I'm gonna go give this oven mitt to Chef Pee-Pee for Christmas.
Yeah, give me Thomas. Shit. I'm about to die over this shit.
What the fuck just happened?
I hope Junior likes his train set I got him for Christmas.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I got you an early Christmas gift.
Wait, not right now. I got you a Christmas gift, too. I want you to see it. It's a train set.
You got me train tracks for my Thomas train?
Yeah, so you can do your little tricks with your Thomas and have fun.
That's cool. Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee. I got you an oven mitt.
Wait. An oven mitt? For my oven!
Wait,
What happened to your oven, Chef Pee Pee?
I sold my oven so you could get this train set.
I sold my Thomas to get you the oven mitt.
Oh, you did that for me, nigga?
You did that for me, Chef Pee Pee?
Oh, give me a hug.
Oh, I love you, Chef Pee Pee. Oh, I love you. Merry Christmas.
I'm crazy. Merry Christmas.
What do we have here? There's like 3 oven mitts in here. I knew it. And Junior, you already have a drain table upstairs. You don't need this. What the fuck are you guys doing? Am I losing my mind?
Well, it was like the Christmas. Like, I got rid of something I love for him, and he got rid of something he loves for me.
Yeah, that's really sweet, but neither of you needed any of what you got.
Don't ruin Christmas, nigga.
You sold your fucking oven. That's way more important.
There's a message behind it.
Yeah, that we both sold something that meant a lot to us to make each other happy.
Okay. I mean, that's not going to heat your food up.
Well, I mean, this is a pretty cool choice. Is this even Thomas brand?
Look at this goddamn mitt right here.
I think it's Playmobil.
This bitch is fine.
Chiefs lost the Super Bowl!
Is that a good thing, Boynie?
Hell yeah, it's a good thing, Karen! That means Patrick Mahomes, shit, he sucks at football, sucks at football! He's not the GOAT! Tom Brady's still the GOAT!
That's nice, Boynie.
Hey, Karen, who am I? Hey, guys, I think I can fit one more in my ass, please!
Boynie, what are you doing?
I'm Patrick Mahomes getting sacked 6 times in the bowl, Karen.
Boynie, you fixed your helmet. You look ridiculous.
At one point, the score was 34-0. Who doesn't put up a single point in 3 quarters in the bowl?
Wait, why were they playing with quarters in a bowl, Boynie?
No, Karen, I'm talking about they suck. They should change their racist name from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Kansas City Queefs, because a queef would have played better football.
Boynie, that's not nice.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what else is not nice. We lost everything.
What?
Yeah, we lost the house, the car, all of our money, even this couch, everything we own.
Boynie, you bet everything on the Super Bowl?
It's gonna make sense. Let me just explain my thought process here. Okay, so I really hate the Kansas City Chiefs, but they just keep winning. So I figured if I bet everything we own that they would win, then if they win, I'm gonna be sad, but at least we'll double our money. And if the Eagles win, then I'm gonna be happy, but we lose everything. And that's the one that happened.
Boynie, don't get our stuff back! You're being an idiot!
Well, I can't. The bank's already here.
Hey there, you ready to give me your house, your car, all your money, and everything you own in 40 spankings?
Oh yeah, let me just put my helmet on. Okay, I'm ready. Blue 42, set, hut. Ooh, yeah, I'm Patrick Mahomes. I like this. This happened on national television.
Hey, start making fun of me.
What, Patrick Mahomes?
In the green flesh.
Why do you sound like Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, he doesn't like when you say that.
Hey, stop saying I sound like Kermit the Frog. I sound like Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, Patrick, I have a question for you. Can I have a $500 million NFL contract? Because I'm pretty sure I could do what you did in the Super Bowl. I can just run around and fall down.
Well, I don't have $500 million anymore because I bet it all in the Super Bowl.
Wait, you bet on yourself and you still played that bad?
No, I bet on the Eagles. Go Birds!
What, you bet on the Eagles?
Well, yeah. Now I'm worth $1 billion. See, everyone thought that I was cheating because I was paying off the refs. So I decided, what if I just lose on purpose and then win the next 5 Super Bowls?
Fuck, I lost my house for no reason.
No, get out!
Come on, Karen, we don't live here anymore.
That's because I live here now.
What, Patrick Mahomes bought my house?
Yeah, with my new roommate. Hey, you remember that kid from Toy Story that owned Woody? What was his name?
Andy?
Oh, yeah. And hey, what do you do with a book?
Read?
Andy, read! Andy, oh, read! Andy, read!
Come on, Karen, he's not gonna stop.
You say Andy, I say read! Andy! Read!
You smell that, Karen? That's fresh air. See, this is how we're supposed to live. And you know what's great about living outside? You can fart whenever you want, and you can just say, that wasn't me. That was the wind. Oh, what was that? Not me.
Whitey, what the hell are we supposed to do now?
Well, we could just sit here and think about how the Chiefs got blown out in the Super Bowl and Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Whitey, how does Tom Brady being the GOAT, what is that going to do for us? What are we going to eat?
We can eat grass because goats eat grass and Tom Brady's the GOAT.
You can be single and eat grass, Boynie.
Well, Tom Brady's single and he's the GOAT.
You know what, Boynie? I'm going to go stay at my friend Max Gruber's place.
What, Max Gruber, your crush from high school you only told me about once?
Yep, Boynie, that's where I'm going.
What? No, Karen. Oh, I got to get my stuff and my house back. Marvin!
Marvin, Valentine's Day is in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, it is. They're going to start selling those heart candies with words on them that taste like chalk.
Marvin, are you going to ask me to be your Valentine?
I don't have to ask you to be my Valentine. We're married.
Yes, you do, Marvin, because what if someone else asked me because you didn't? I have to say yes.
I don't have to ask you to be my Valentine. That's gay.
That's the opposite of gay, Marvin. You're a boy and I'm a girl. That's super straight.
No, it's super gay.
Yeah, I think it's pretty gay.
Thank you. What?
Buddy, are you homeless?
Yeah, I'm glad you could tell by the knapsack. I didn't actually put anything in this. I just used the last of my money to buy it, so I didn't have to explain my situation.
Well, buddy, how'd you become homeless?
Well, you know, I bet all my money on the Chiefs.
Well, so you lost your house and everything?
Yeah, everything. So I was just wondering if I could stay here for a while. You know, at least until I get back on my feet. I don't have any feet.
Oh, buddy, of course you can stay here as long as you need, as long as you're gone by the morning.
But why?
Because, Rose is having a big family reunion tomorrow.
I am?
Yes, your whole family's coming.
They are?
Yes, baby. You know, Aunt Jemima and Auntie Anne and Uncle Ben and Jerry and Mike and Ike and, you know, Captain Crunch.
Okay, now that one's a lie.
Okay, listen. Okay, that's the only one that's a fake. Your whole family's coming and you can stay for tonight, okay?
Okay, thanks. I'm just going to watch some TV. Well, now that football's over, we can watch basketball. Oh.
Breaking news, McKay. Jimmy Butler has been traded from the Miami Heat to the Golden State Warriors. Here's a statement from him now.
Mr. Butler, do you have any regrets about leaving Miami? Well, I only have one regret, and that regret is leaving my coffee shop. I just opened up a coffee shop in Miami, so now I guess I'm going to have to open one in San Francisco.
Jimmy Butler got traded to the Golden State Warriors?
I'm sorry, buddy.
This is the best day of my fucking life.
What?
Marvin, I don't think you understand. Jimmy Butler only cares about coffee. Even in his interview about him leaving the Miami Heat, he said his only regret was that he couldn't run his coffee shop in Miami. He's a fucking basketball player, and that was his only regret was coffee. Yeah, I'm glad he's moving to the other side of the country. He can take his coffee bullshit that way.
No, actually, California would be that way.
What? No, I think it's that way.
No. That'd be east. This is west.
What are you, a fucking compass? How do you know?
I just would think that west would be that way.
Well, I bet my whole house it's that way.
Stop trying to bet your house on stuff. You always lose your house.
Well, I when I get my house back, I'm going to bet that it's that way.
Well, no, if you get your house back, first of all, you can't even get your house back.
Well, hold on. My phone's ringing. I got to answer. Hello?
Andy Reed.
Dad, why is Kermit the Frog at our house?
Don't call him that, honey. He doesn't like it.
Dad, can you get him out of our house?
No can do, honey. That's actually Patrick Mahomes' house now.
What?
Yeah, I actually bet everything in the...
Dad, come get me!
No, I can't do that either. Sorry, honey. He owns you, too.
Who the fuck is Andy Reid?
Yeah, honey, you're probably going to want to learn who Andy Reid is. He's like a walrus, and I'm pretty sure it's his coach.
Dad, please, he won't stop. What do I do?
I don't know, honey. I'll try to see if I can figure something out.
I hate you. I hate both of you.
Love you, too. All right, Marvin, we got to figure this out. Patrick Mahomes owns my house and all my stuff.
What, he is the one who owns your house now?
Yeah, he took over everything.
Well, how would you ever get it back from Patrick Mahomes?
Could try asking him, you know? Never know if you don't ask.
I mean, yeah, I guess it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, sure. Want to go ask Patrick Mahomes for my house back?
I mean, let's go.
Let's go. All right, Marvin, I'm going to ask Patrick Mahomes very nicely for my stuff back.
Andy Reid?
No, it's just me.
Oh, you're not Andy Reid.
No.
Mr. Reid! Mr. Reid!
No, he's not out here, buddy.
Dad, you came to get me!
Now, hold on, I haven't asked yet.
We've been playing a game called Marco Polo, but instead of Marco and Polo, we've been saying Andy and Reid. Andy.
Reid.
Andy.
Reid.
There you are, I found you! Aw, you're not Andy Reid. Mr. Reid!
No,
Andy Reid!
Patrick.
Andy Reid!
Patrick, hold on, I have a question for you.
Knock, knock.
What?
Knock, knock.
Okay, who's there?
Andy.
Andy who?
Andy Reid!
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Okay, Patrick, I have a question.
Yeah, a question.
Okay, yes, a question. Okay, so what would it take for you to give me my house?
Andy Reid!
Please fucking listen to me.
Okay, yeah, buddy, listen. Listen, can you pay attention?
Okay, okay. What would it take for you to give me my house and all my shit back?
I'm not shit.
Well, I did just lose the Super Bowl, and that was really embarrassing. So if you can prove that Tom Brady cheated to win one of his Super Bowls, then that would make me look a lot better, and it would make me look like the GOAT again. So, yeah, if you do that, you can have all your shit back.
I'm not shit!
But Tom Brady didn't even cheat. I mean, yeah, he might have recorded the other team's plays before the Super Bowl, and maybe he let a little bit of air out of the balls, but that doesn't mean he cheated. You know, that's how GOATs cheat. You know, it takes a lot of talent to cheat like that.
Well, you go and get that, and come back when you have it. Andy!
Okay, Marvin, let's just go.
Reid! So, how'd it go?
Well, he didn't say no.
Well, what did he say?
He said Andy Reid a lot. And then eventually he said he'd give me my stuff back if I could prove Tom Brady cheated.
And Tom Brady didn't cheat. His wife cheated.
Good one, Marvin. Yes, she did.
Yeah, so what's the plan?
Well, I guess we proved Tom Brady cheated.
How are we going to get a hold of Tom Brady?
Well, Marvin, we live in a wacky universe. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is living in my house playing Marco Polo with my daughter right now. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be that hard to get a hold of Tom Brady.
Okay.
I'm going to call him on my phone. Okay, it's ringing.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I love movies.
Whoa, Tom, are you at the strip club?
Hell yeah, I am. I'm celebrating because Patrick Mahomes got kissed on the mouth by the Philadelphia Eagles, just like I do my son.
That's a lot of kisses, Tom.
You're dang tootin' it is. Now what can I do for you?
Well, we just had a favor to ask you.
Oh yeah, sure. Anything for you guys. You guys helped Patrick Mahomes lose the Super Bowl.
Oh no, I think Patrick Mahomes actually shit the bed all by himself. But we were just wondering if maybe you had some memorabilia, like maybe some balls or something.
Oh yeah, sure. I got plenty of that stuff. Might be a little deflated though.
That is actually perfect, yeah.
Okay, I'll bring that right over to you, right as soon as I get rid of this chubby.
Thanks, Tom. He's bringing it over. He just got to get it. Fuck. He's got to get rid of his chubby. He's at the strip club. He's got a chubby. He's going to get rid of it. He's going to bring it right over.
Okay.
What?
This baby's a chubby.
Okay, why did he share that information?
It's what Tom said. I'm just letting you guys know it might be a while because of his chubby.
So, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
All right, would you rather eat your own booger or your own earwax?
Oh,
ew.
You gotta pick one.
I'm gonna say booger. You know, cause like, everybody's done that, you know, like when you're sick.
I haven't ate my booger.
No, but like when you're sick, you like, suck snot, you know?
Okay, yeah, when you blow your nose, sometimes it goes down your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
She said.
I don't know.
Who's she? Your Valentine?
Okay, well, first of all, do I have to ask her to be my Valentine if we're married?
Like I said, I think that's pretty gay.
But he's a boy, not a girl!
Okay, another question. Okay, would you rather eat someone else's booger or someone else's earwax?
Oh, ew.
No.
Yeah, you have to pick one.
Then what would you pick?
Well, is it a girl or a guy?
What does that matter?
Because, I don't know, I just felt like if it was a girl, if it was a hot girl, I wouldn't mind doing either.
Okay, well, my booger or my earwax?
I said a hot girl.
What?
What the fuck, Mark? It's white.
It's a doorbell.
No, it's not. I didn't hear a sound effect. Answer the question. What the fuck, Marvin?
There's a doorbell.
Okay, that was the doorbell. Go ahead and answer it.
Wait.
This is why you're not my villain.
One of us, who's supposed to answer it?
You!
Really?
Yeah, it's your house, buddy!
Hello?
Hey there, you guys wanted one of my footballs?
Oh wow, that is very deflated.
Yeah, I deflated it so I could hold it better.
I mean, that doesn't sound like cheating to me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hey, Marvin, I decided I needed to come down too.
Okay, well, he brought us the football so we can take it to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, cool.
You want to come with us to see Patrick Mahomes and give him the football?
No, I want to go back to the strip club and look at boobies. Here.
Right, okay, I'm trying to hold that. Okay, let's take it over there.
Marvin, he's still saying it.
Well, got to knock.
Andy Reid! Hey, Marco, it's Andy Reid!
Oh!
Andy Reid!
God!
Hey, have you seen Travis Guilty?
No.
Travis Guilty!
Oh, Jesus.
Guilty!
No,
Guilty.
We're not doing that. Please take your ball.
What about Taylor Swift? No. Taylor Swift! Hey, I don't know about you, but we only put up 22!
Please fucking take your ball.
Yeah, because we only put up 22 points.
I saw.
Have you seen Xavier Worthy? Worthy!
Take your ball and get the fuck out of my house!
Okay.
God.
Wow, that was easy.
Yeah.
He just went off with Andy Reid.
So, Marvin, what movie do you want to watch?
I don't know. Maybe we could watch...
Oh, Bibbs, can I please have some money?
No, Dougie, why do you need money?
Because the new Madden came out, and I want to play as the Kentucky Fried Cheese as Patrick Mahomes.
You don't need the new Madden, Dougie. It's the same game every year. They don't change anything about it.
But you see, Marvin, this year's is different because they have someone new on the cover.
They always have someone new on the cover.
That's what makes it different. So can I please have it? It's only $99.99 for cash and a fee.
Come on, Marvin. Buy your friend the game.
See, I like what she said.
All right, Dougie, if I buy you this game, will you never ask me for anything for the rest of the year?
Well, you see, I also want to go to strip club, too.
You're not going to the strip club. You know, I'm not giving you any money because you're going to blow it on strippers.
Marvin, you're so mean to me.
Go, Dougie. So annoying. He's always asking for money.
Steve, baby. What's poppin', mommy?
What?
What's going on, Steve? Why'd you call me here?
You called me here.
Oh, yeah! I got some big ideas for this company, Steve.
Well, Ronald, we don't really need big ideas right now. The company's doing fine.
Yeah, but my ideas will send this company skyrocketing, Steve. I'm talking straight to the stratosphere, Steve.
Okay, Ronald, what are your ideas?
Okay, first, I was thinking we stop focusing so much on burgers and we start focusing more on computers.
But computers?
Yeah, so I found out there's this company that's worth trillions called Apples. And guess what kind of product Apples make, Steve? I'll give you a hint, it's not Apples!
Well, Apple makes computers.
Where'd you steal my joke, Steve? How did you know that?
They're a very popular company, Ronald.
You own one, don't you?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, burn it! Because they've been stealing their ideas from me, Steve! Guess what their laptop's called? A MacBook. And guess what our most delicious, most popular burger's called? A Big Mac. They've been stealing my name right out of my ass, Steve. Sue 'em.
But Ronald, you don't own the word Mac.
I invented Mac. Sue 'em.
But what about kids named Mac?
Kick sand in their eyes. Then sue their parents for everything they're worth.
Okay, but what about mac and cheese?
That's a good one, Steve. Why are they even called that? They should be called noodles and cheese. Where'd they get the name from, Steve? Me.
Well, it comes from macaroni, which is the name of the noodle.
Sue macaroni. And sue that asshole that sticks a feather in his cat, too.
But what about macadamia nuts?
I want you to sue the nut who thought it would be a good idea to steal my idea. They don't call me MacDonald for nothing, Steve.
Ronald, your name is McDonald.
So Mickey Mouse.
Now, Ronald, this is getting ridiculous.
No, you know what's ridiculous, Steve? The fact that we don't sell burgers in India. I feel like that's kind of a missed opportunity. I dropped my beer bottle. But like I was saying, missed opportunity. Because there's like a lot of people here. And I feel like there's a lot of hungry people in that India. So why don't we sell them beef there, Steve?
Well, people in India don't eat cows.
Okay, throw some cows on a cruise ship and send them over there.
No, Ronald, I mean they don't want to eat cows.
They haven't tried my shit, have they, Steve? They haven't tried my shit, because if they tried it, they would love it. Because my shit good, Steve.
I know it's
my
good.
My shit good, Steve?
Ronald, they don't eat cows because it's against their religion.
Okay, Steve, I got it. I say that we do a reverse Chick-fil-A campaign in India. I'm talking chickens holding up signs and shit saying, eat more cows. That shit would go crazy.
It would go crazy with protests.
I like that, Steve. Protests mean change. So, when I come back here, you better be showing me some pictures of happy beef-eating Indians. Stay with me, Steve. Happy beef-eating Indians. Good boy. Get to it, Steve.
I'll get right on that. He's driving this company into the ground. He needs to die. I'm gonna hire someone.
Oh, you sick asshole.
Where am I gonna find a hitman?
Hey, old man, move head, you're blocking tits.
Oh, you look scary.
Thank you. Now move head, you're blocking tits.
I was just wondering if I could hire you to, kill someone?
Whoa, dude, you can't talk like that out loud. The police will go crazy. If you want to talk like that, you have to speak in code, like, I want you to make that man swim with the fishes, or I want you to take out the trash.
Oh, okay, I understand. Well, can you, take someone out for me?
No, I am no hitman. Plus, killing people is wrong.
Oh, I just thought, you know, because you're so scary and you were giving me advice, I assumed.
No, I would try that guy over there.
Oh, who in boom is that?
Hey, are you gonna pay me?
No, cause I ain't got no money.
Well, then I'm gonna get off the stage.
No, bring me them boomies back! Man, I guess I could just sniff the pole like a fresh sniff. Ooh, it smells like shrimp!
Excuse me, Mr. Dinosaur Man.
What you want, old man?
How would you like to make $1,000,000?
Ooh, like the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where you answer all the questions? I like to choose C for all the answers. Final answer, did I win?
No.
Okay, well then I'd like to change my answer. B, final answer.
No.
Okay, well then can I call my cousin Doodle-ass? Because he the smartest person in my family. He did one semester of community college up in Pittsburgh.
Okay, but that's not what I want to hire you for.
And he can show you where Mount Rushmore is on maps.
Oh, that's very impressive.
And I think Benjamin Franklin was the first president.
Oh, that's wrong, but okay.
And Helen Keller flew the first airplanes with the Wright brothers.
Look, I'm not paying you for information. I'm going to give you $1 million to, take someone out for me.
Oh, $1 million to take someone out?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, who I got to take out?
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, Ronald Donald, the chicken nugget man?
Yes, him.
Okay, well, $1 million to take him out. Sure, can I take him to McDonald's?
No, no, don't do it there. Do it somewhere nice and private.
Okay, well, if I'm gonna take some out, I'm gonna need some money, because your boy pocket empty.
Oh, yes, of course. You need money for a gun. Here's $100. That should do it.
Okay, and can I keep the leftovers, or do you want them?
Oh, I don't want them. You should probably burn the leftovers.
Okay, well, I could just eat them.
Oh, dear God.
Well, I'm a dinosaur. I'm so hungry.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. Just burn whatever you don't eat.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to take out Ronald Donald and I get me $1 million.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to go do it.
Oh, that was easy. I don't even have to pay him.
Listen, man, I don't know who the hell you are, but I really appreciate you taking me to dinner. Usually, I'm the one taking other people to dinner. Normally, Hookish.
Yeah, man, I just want to take you out. No diddy.
My guy.
Hello, is there anything else I can get for you guys?
Yeah, ma'am.
Oh, well, what would you like?
I'm looking at it!
I'm going to go get my manager.
Ooh, threesome. Foursome? No, you could never. You would never. You'd do me crazy. No.
All right, Mr. Muffin Mans, I took them out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they even ate all the leftovers, too. So where's my $1 million?
Oh, well, do you have any proof?
Yeah, my belly's really full.
Well, that's not exactly proof.
Okay, fine. I got one cheese stick left, but I promise I eat it.
Wait, a cheese stick?
Yeah, I took him out to Applebee's. They got endless apps.
Ugh, no, idiot. I meant take him out.
I'm confused. I did. I took him to Applebee's.
No, you don't take him out. Like, you know, mow him down.
You ain't saying nothing about no mowing.
Well, that's what I meant. I meant mow him down.
Okay, see, well, you didn't say that. You just said take him out. So if I go mow him down, you give me $1 million?
Yes.
Okay, you want this?
No, I'm fine. Yeah. No, I don't want it.
All right.
Look at this shit. I gotta tell Steve.
Hello, Ronald?
Steve, baby!
You're still alive?
Yep, still kicking. You know what they say? A Big Mac a day keeps the doctor away.
That's not what they say, Ronald.
I'm pretty sure that's what they say, Steve. Anyway, you will not believe what just happened to me.
What, did someone try to kill you?
No, Steve! Why would you say something like that? Why would anyone want to kill me? Now, you remember that guy that took me out to dinner earlier for free? Well, now he's back at my house. Mowing my lawn for free! Me! He's mowing my lawn for free! A billionaire, Steve! Fire the gardener right now.
He's mowing your lawn?
Yeah, listen! You hear that, Steve? Brrr. What a schmuck!
Yeah, what a schmuck.
Yeah, what a schmuck, Steve. So, Steve, I know it doesn't look the best, you know, since he's a black dinosaur. Doing free labor for a white clown. So I was thinking if he doesn't get enough job, you know, maybe I throw him a few bucks. Steve? Maybe I throw him a few bucks, Steve? Should I tip him, Steve?
Don't tip him.
Oh, Steve, you old racist bastard! Just like Grimace! Fine, I won't tip his ass. Bye. Dumbass!
Ah, Mr. Rogers' neighborhoods, I did
it. No, you didn't. You mowed his lawn.
Yeah, I just ain't weedy because you ain't asked me to do that. So $1 million, please.
No, because you didn't do the job I told you to do.
I did everything you told me to do. I took him out, I mowed the lawn, so I want my $1 million.
I was talking in code.
Listen, man, I ain't built the pyramids. That was the estheticians.
What, you mean the Egyptians?
Yeah, that's why I said, because I'm smart. I can even tell you the capital of Greece. Uppercase G. See, you ain't think I knew all my letters, but I know all my letters and they sizes. Upper capes and under capes. And my favorite captain is Captain Crunch from Pirates of the Caribbean, Bill.
Oh my God, idiot, shut up. Listen, do you want the $1 million?
The color purple's in the rainbow.
I think. Wait a minute. There goes some silver. There goes brown. There's black. White. Gold. I think it's purple in there.
Do you want $1 million or not?
Yes, I want $1 million!
Then I need you to take out the trash.
Oh, take out the trash?
Yes.
Trash taken out?
Yes.
I'll take out the trash.
Okay, good. Then you'll get $1 million, but only if you take out the trash the right way.
Wait a minute, Mr. Rogers, are you talking in pyramids again?
Yes.
Well, how tall do you want the pyramid to be?
You're not building a pyramid.
Oh, thank God, because that would have been a lot of sand and soap.
Just go take out the goddamn trash!
Okay, I'll take out trash. Trash taken out. Trash won't even see it coming, too.
Just go!
Okay.
Jesus, God, I hope he gets it right.
Steve!
What happened, Ronald? Did you get shot?
No! You're not gonna believe this, Steve! You remember the guy that took me to dinner for free and then mowed my lawn for free?
Yeah?
Well, now he's taking out my trash for free, Steve!
God damn it.
Listen, Steve, I know you're racist, but we gotta pay this guy. We gotta put him on payroll. He's doing all my chores, Steve! Hey, you think he could whack me off, Steve? No. He wouldn't need it. That'd be crazy. No.
Ronald, are you looking at the phone?
Yeah.
Stupid.
All right, man, I took out the trash.
You took out his goddamn trash?
Yeah, that's what you told me to do.
That's not what I wanted you to do.
Listen, man, I did everything you asked me to do. I took him out, I mowed the lawn, I took out the trash, so I want my $1 million. So go to your pyramids and give me my $1 million.
I wanted you to kill him. I wanted to pay you $1 million to kill Ronald McDonald. I was looking for a hitman. Freeze, you're under arrest. Get on the ground. Aw, damn it. It's a good thing we were doing a prostitution sting in this strip club, Simmons.
Yeah, mate.
Now we uncovered this plot. Come on, Bob, you're going to jail.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer Man.
Yes?
Before you take him to jail, so can you go into his pyramids and give me my $1 million?
What are you talking about?
He owes me $1 million, and I think the only way he got $1 million is because he be running a laundry machine.
Do you know what he's talking about? Oh, dear God, just take me to jail.
But what about my $1 million? I know Purple wasn't in the rainbow. Ask the audience. 50-50. Man, I hate game shows.
Oh man, I can't wait for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that comes on in 30 minutes! Oh, I'm not gonna miss this one.
Hey, Dad!
What do you want, Junior? I'm trying to watch Charlie and Friends.
Check out my fart gun.
Fart gun? What does it do?
Pull the trigger.
Okay. I don't know what I expected.
It farts!
Yeah, I guess. I see. It's cool. Now get out of here! I'm trying to watch Charlie and Friends.
Oh, can I watch it with you?
No! I'm trying to watch it alone!
Oh, okay.
God.
I wish I had a milkshake.
Milkshake? Did you say milkshake?
Yeah, I really want a milkshake.
You know what? I want one, too. I guess I'll get Chef Pee-Pee to take me and get a milkshake.
Oh, can I go?
No! Look, you're going to stay here. You better not break anything. This house better be spotless when I come back.
I'm not going to break anything, Dad.
Come on, Chef Pee-Pee. You're taking me to get a milkshake.
Wait, what?
Go! Milkshake, go! Only have 30 minutes. I'm going, boss. All right, Junior, you better not make a mess while I'm gone.
I'm not going to make a mess, Dad. I'm going to play with my fart gun. That's so cool. All right, I'm bored. Was that a bump? That bump made me jump. Is someone at the door? Hello?
Hello, Jell-O.
Who are you?
I'm the Cat in the Hat. How about that?
You're a cat wearing a hat.
Yep. Step.
Step.
Everything I say must end in a rhyme, or else it would be quite a crime.
Oh, so you have to rhyme with everything you say?
It's a pain in my ass, but it makes me some cash.
Ooh, they pay you to rhyme? You're like a rapper.
No. It's really a curse, but like a bug in your purse.
Bug in your purse? That was a dumb rhyme.
I know, bro.
Well, do you want to come inside?
Yes, I won't make a mess.
Okay, let's go inside.
Let's go inside, Clyde.
Clyde? My name is Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome to inside my house, Mr. Cat. This is my kitchen.
Hey, you little stink. Get me a drink.
Little stink? My name is Junior.
Yeah.
I'll get you a drink. I got you a Sprite.
A Sprite? Well, that's just right.
So what are you doing here anyway?
It sounded like you needed some fun, so let's make a sandwich. Hand me a bun.
A bun? Okay. All I have is this bread.
Bread? That's not what I said.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like a bun. Will this work?
I guess, but where's the rest?
Oh, let me get some more stuff. Bologna.
Bologna? Don't be such a phony.
Yeah? Cheese.
Cheese? Can you say please?
Please. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise! Only on Tuesdays!
Well, today's Friday.
Well, no mayonnaise for you. I would have rather had Mountain Dew.
Okay, well, I guess that finishes the sandwich then.
No, no! We need some flour to make your sandwich a little less sour.
Alright, I don't usually put flour on my sandwiches, but...
What are you doing? You're making a big mess. My dad said don't make a mess. You're making a huge mess. My dad said don't make a mess.
Do you have a rake? I'm going to balance this cake.
On a rake?
For goodness sake, catch the cake.
Hey, you're making a mess.
I'm not making a mess. I'm just having some fun. Aren't you having a ton of fun?
No, you're making a mess. I'm going to get grounded.
I'm gonna juggle some plates! It gets me a lot of dates!
Are you sure you know how to juggle?
I know how to juggle. It's really no struggle.
You said you knew how to juggle!
I lied, but I tried. Let's go watch some TV! Follow me!
Cat, we can't watch TV. We have to clean up that mess you made.
We should watch tennis. It'll help with our fitness.
That doesn't rhyme.
Cat, you broke the lamp!
15 love. There must be something wrong with my glove.
What?
Have you seen my bowling ball?
Bowling ball, no.
You haven't seen it at all?
No.
So you didn't see it in a bathroom stall?
No.
Maybe it's at the mall.
Maybe.
Or it's in your wall.
What? It's not in my wall.
What the? Stop! What are you doing? Are you breaking my wall? What are you doing?
It's not in there. Maybe it got eaten by a bear.
Bears don't eat bowling balls.
Are you sure you're right? If they're hungry enough, they just might.
No, it would break their teeth.
Oh, there it is. Right under our noses.
Okay, you found your stupid bowling ball. Can we fix the mess in my house?
Let's go bowling. This ball is good for rolling.
Yeah, because it's round.
Do you own a bike?
No.
Then watch me get this strike.
Cat, you broke my dad's TV!
I can fix it. Yes, I can. Watch me fix it. Bam, 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 bam.
As soon as you call, what's going on?
Yeah, you sounded really upset on the phone.
Guys, there's a cat wearing a hat, and he's destroying my entire house.
But dude, it's just a horrible book.
Yeah, it's just a Dr. Seuss book, Junior.
No, he's real. Just come inside.
Bam, bam.
See, guys, look.
What's going on, dude?
Bam, bam. I just fixed it. Yes, I did. I just fixed it. How'd I do, kid?
You didn't fix it. You made it worse.
Bam, 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 bam.
See, guys,
bam,
all he does bam, is break bam. Stuff and talk in rhymes.
Wait, talking rhymes?
Yeah, all he does is talk in rhymes.
Oh, dude, I think I know how to fix this. Oh, say this.
Okay, I'll try that. Hey, you can really rhyme anything?
Oh, I can rhyme anything. It's a kitty thing.
Okay, then say the word orange.
Orange? Door hinge. Yeah.
Joseph, that didn't work.
Oh, my bad, dude. Try this.
Oh, okay. How about purple?
Purple?
Guys, his head just exploded!
There's nothing wrong with purple!
Junior, am
guys! My dad's home!
Oh, dude, I'm out of here!
Well, no, guys! Oh, no, the house is destroyed!
What the hell happened to my kitchen?
Oh. Junior! What happened to the kitchen?
Burglars broke in. And,
burglars?
Yeah, and they ransacked the entire house. They were looking for money and jewelry. I hid upstairs, Dad.
Oh, I can't believe those damn burglars! Well, I'm gonna call the cops.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer, I did. Look, somebody broke into our house and destroyed everything.
Oh, that's pretty serious. You see who did it?
No, but my son did. Tell him, Junior.
Yeah, someone broke into our house.
Well, do you see what he looked like?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get my police sketch pad here.
What, police sketch pad?
Yeah, if I can draw the guy, then I can find him. So just tell me what he looked like.
What he looked like?
Yeah, what the guy looked like.
It was a cat.
Hold on, I'm sorry, did you say a cat?
Yeah, a cat.
Huh, okay, I'm not very good at drawing cats, I usually do people. What color was this cat?
Black.
I knew it! Okay, black cat, yeah.
He had a white face.
Okay, a Michael Jackson cat, I got that. Any characteristics that'll help me find this cat?
He was wearing a top hat.
Ooh, a top hat, fancy. He's a fancy cat with his fancy little hat on.
The top hat, it had red and white stripes on it.
Oh, okay, red and white stripes. Let me just get my other pen here, red and white, okay. Any tattoos?
What, no?
No, of course not, he's a cat, he wouldn't have tattoos, that'd just be silly. Alright, yeah, I think that's good. Is this our guy?
Yep, kinda.
Okay, I'll put this poster downtown. We're gonna find this guy.
Well, actually, I already know where he's at.
But really? Where is he?
He's in my dad's room, missing his head.
Oh my god, kid. Well, at least you caught this crazy maniac. I'll go get the body.
That's it, Junior. I'm never letting you stay home alone ever again!
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, dude, a new episode of Dr. Finkelschiss is on.
No way.
Yeah, turn it on, dude.
I'm gonna turn it on. Cody, can you hand me the remote?
Ahem. Say please.
Fight back, man. Fight back.
Take the remote.
Stupid please.
Jesus. Woo-woo-woo. Hello, I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I will be proving to you that the government is lying to you. The September 11th, 2001 attacks were planned years before they actually happened. And I can prove it. The government has been leaving little breadcrumbs on the money. For instance, if you fold a $5 bill just the right way, you can see the Twin Towers not yet on fire. Okay, that's not that weird. But if you fold a $10 bill the exact same way, now they are on fire. How could they have known this? And if you look at a $20 bill, even more on fire. And on a $50 bill, now they are gone. Only smoke remains. And if you look at the $100 bill, now they are back, but they are still smoky and they are shorter now. I think maybe they actually meant to put this one on the 50 and the 50 on this one. But you know, it's very difficult to plan an attack years in advance and then little clues on the money to confuse people. So I don't really blame them for getting that wrong. Now, I know what you are thinking. Dr. Finkelschitz, you are cuckoo. You are crazy. No, I am not crazy. And I can prove it. If I could just get a hold of the President's Book of Secrets, I could prove this. And I could prove that JFK's driver actually shot him and that Mark Zuckerberg is actually an alien who landed at Roswell. Well, do you really think a human could come up with the idea for Facebook? No! No human could ever think of making a website where you can post pictures for your friends on the internet. I am onto you, government! Not everything is as it seems! See? This is actually weird! I bet you didn't see that coming! Mom! Where's my PB&J?
I'm making it now, honey.
My tummy! It hungers!
Guys, the government planned 9/11!
No way, dude!
It's on the money, you see that, Cody?
Guys, Dr. Finkelschitz is a nut job.
A nut job that knows what he's talking about?
Cody, do you have a $20 bill?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, fold it like he folded it.
Okay.
Like in half, in the corners.
Like that?
Dude, that means it happened!
Yeah, we all know it happened. There's video of it. This isn't the only proof.
But they put the proof on the money, Cody. They planned it.
Well, why would they leave clues on the money?
Because they have to tell you before it happens, duh.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto 5, they leaked Grand Theft Auto 6 in the game because they want to show people that's coming out.
Okay, but what do they expect people to do with this information?
Stop it. I don't know. No one ever thought to fold it like that until now.
Guys, this is stupid. If you just look at a $20 bill, it has the White House on it. Next to it are two bushes. So yeah, if you fold it, it's gonna look like smoke.
Cody, you just showed more evidence. Think about it. The person in the White House planned 9/11. Two Bushes. We had George W. Bush and his dad as president. That's two Bushes.
Dude,
two are a genius!
Yeah, 9/11 was planned by George W. Bush and his dad!
No, it wasn't, Junior. The $20 bill existed long before Bush was even president.
When did the $20 bill come out?
Well, I don't know, a long time ago.
Abraham Lincoln planned 9/11.
No, not my nigga Lincoln!
No, not Lincoln, because planes didn't exist and neither did the World Trade Center.
That's why he was so genius. That's why he's called Honest Abe. He had the big hat that covered up his brain with all his ideas. So Abraham Lincoln planned to fly planes to the World Trade Center way before those things ever existed because he was that smart.
Okay, yeah, I guess fuck the Wright brothers. He invented planes and the World Trade Center and the idea to knock down the World Trade Center with planes.
Yeah, that's what Abraham Lincoln did.
No, it's not what he did. That's stupid.
Okay, you know, if we had the president's book, we'd be able to confirm all of this.
And how are we supposed to get the president's book?
Oh, my God, how do we do that?
I know a guy.
Nicholas Cage!
What, Nicholas Cage?
In National Treasure 2, he kidnapped the president and took him underground, and he made him give him the codes to get the book from the Library of Congress.
Yeah, that was a movie.
Oh, you think they changed the codes by now?
Well, yeah, they changed the codes.
So we have to kidnap Donald Trump and get him to give us the codes to get the book.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll be easy to kidnap the president.
Well, the cool thing is we're friends with someone who's done it before, and we can ask him. I'm calling Nicholas Cage.
You're calling him?
Okay, guys, it's ringing. Oh, hi, Nick.
Nicky, baby!
How was that shit you took earlier?
Pretty big one.
What, you guys talk about how big his shits are?
Yeah, he likes to do it.
Your accent. Pennsylvania Dutch?
No, I'm from Florida.
Yeah, he's American. So the reason we called you, Nick, is we want to kidnap Donald Trump because we want to get the secret president's book, but we don't want to fail.
You know, Thomas Edison tried and failed nearly 2,000 times to develop the carbonized cotton thread filament for the incandescent light bulb. And when asked about it, he said, I didn't fail. I found out 2,000 ways how not to make a light bulb. But he only needed to find one way. To make it work.
Mm. Okay, well, we're not going to get 2,000 tries to kidnap the president.
Yeah, we got to get on the first try.
180 years of searching, and I'm 3 feet away.
He's in front of the Declaration of Independence.
He just hangs out there?
Yeah, he's a faggot.
People don't talk that way anymore.
I know, I'm not supposed to say that word. We're getting canceled. I don't know, you're just being weird.
If there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action.
That's why we should kidnap Donald Trump, so we can get the secrets for the American people. That's what he's talking about.
I'm going to steal it.
No, we're going to steal the book. We got it.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
You're going to steal that again?
Wait, again? Really? He already did it.
All right, so guys, we have to think of a plan to steal the Declaration of Independence. Wait, I mean...
That's not what we're doing.
We're stealing the...
Nick?
Big one.
Junior, is this just a recording you have on your phone? You don't know Nicolas Cage!
Okay, guys, here's my plan to get Donald Trump to come over.
I can't believe you fake knowing Nicolas Cage.
I do know him!
Yeah, we do know him, dude!
That was a recording.
No, it was a real phone call. You shut up. Listen, this is my idea to get Donald Trump to come over.
McDonald's?
He loves McDonald's, so when he smells McDonald's, he's gonna come over here to eat it, and we can ask him for his book.
He's not gonna be able to smell it all the way from Washington, D.C., and if he wants McDonald's, he can get it whenever he wants.
Okay, does anyone else have any bright ideas to get him to come over?
He hates Mexicans, dude.
He does hate Mexicans. So if we had an illegal immigrant in the house, he'd come over to deport him.
Well, I don't think he's going to personally come over to deport him.
Doesn't Chef Pepe kind of look like a Mexican?
Yeah, with a sombrero or something.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
I don't care. He looks kind of Mexican. So if I call the ICE people, they'll come over to deport him, and Donald Trump will come personally kick him out.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's worth a shot. Let me get my phone. Okay, guys, it's ringing.
Is that a fake recording, too?
No, it's real.
Hello, immigration police?
Yes, immigration police. There's someone in my house that I don't think belongs here.
Oh, okay. What's he look like?
He looks like a Taco Bell eater.
Well, I eat Taco Bell, does it mean?
No, it's a guy who looks like he could be good at baseball.
Barry Bonds?
No, no. He looks like he's afraid of chupacabras.
Kid, I'm gonna need you to start speaking English.
He's, Mexican.
We'll be on our way.
Okay.
Did it work?
I don't
Everybody
know.
Everybody free! Show us your paper!
Where are you, Mexicans? Where are you? Because I'm going to ship you to Colombia.
Wait, what the hell is going on?
Show us your papers, man. Papeles, amigo.
I don't have any papers. I am American.
Yeah, you think you're American because you lived here long enough.
You're stealing our jobs and you're eating our dogs.
No, I never ate dog. Well, one time. And I was at a Chinese restaurant and they said it was authentic.
I don't understand your Mexican accent. Listen, you're Mexican as shit because you're over here eating chips and salsa, the food of your people.
Yeah, show us your papers, man.
I don't have any damn papers!
Send him to Colombia!
Come on, you're going to Colombia.
Oh, no! What the hell?
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mr. Donald Trump, before you leave, we got you McDonald's!
Yummy, yummy, McDonald's in my tummy.
So do you want a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder?
I'll have the Quarter Pounder.
Food, Mr. President! Could be poison. Let me try a bite first.
God damn it! I never get to eat my own goddamn food!
We have some questions.
Fuck!
We have some questions for you.
What?
Are you really changing the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America?
Yes.
Why?
Because the Gulf is surrounded by North and South America.
But it touches Mexico.
Yes, but Mexico is also part of North America.
That's okay.
Wrong.
Okay, also, is there a book that has all the secrets of America in it?
I don't know. There might be, there might not be. I don't know. Quite frankly, there could be, but there could also not be. But if there was, it might look like this. I don't know.
Is that the book?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Let me check. It is.
Is there any way we could look at it?
No way, Jose. And speaking of Jose, did you deport the Mexican that was in the kitchen earlier back to Colombia?
Oh, the quarter pounder was delicious. Definitely not poison, but I'll go check.
You do realize that Mexicans aren't from Colombia, right?
Yes, but Colombia is further away than Mexico is to America, so they'd have to travel back through Mexico to get to America. Plus, they all speak Mexican.
You mean Spanish?
No, Spain speaks Spanish, Mexico speaks Mexican.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Donald Trump, there's a Mexican behind you!
Where?
Grab the book, grab the book.
Oh, no! The Mexican stole my book!
Hurry, Cody, look it up, look it up!
I'm trying to find the right page.
September 11, 2001.
Look it up, dude!
The moon landing was fake.
Obviously.
Pixar animated it.
Ooh.
Martin Luther King was a robot.
Wow.
No way.
Harriet Tubman invented twerking.
I believe it. She was thick as hell back then.
JFK just had Pop Rocks and Coke. That's why his head did that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, right here. September 11th, 2001.
Read it.
You Mexicans, give me my book back. My book.
What do you want me to do to him, sir?
You know what? No TikTok for a week.
Oh, that's the worst punishment. I'd rather go to Colombia.
Okay, Daddy's gonna bring you back.
Oh, God. So, Cody, what did you see about September 11th?
I saw horrible things. Things you guys wouldn't believe.
What, dude? What?
Did you get to see who planned it?
Yeah, it was Nicolas Cage!
What?
Not Nicky, baby!
There's no way Nicolas Cage planned it.
Yeah, just call him and ask.
Okay, I want to call him. Okay, it's ringing.
Hi there.
Hey, Nick, did you plan a terrorist attack in New York City in 2001?
Pretty big one.
Oh,
your accent. Pennsylvania Dutch?
No.
We're crying.
Ready for your vasectomy, Marvin?
I just want to hurry up and get this over with.
Hey, Marvin, ready to stop being a man?
What?
Well, I was just asking if you're ready for me to cut your balls off.
You're not going to actually cut my balls off.
No, but I mean, I might as well. They're not going to work anymore. You're not going to be able to have kids after this.
Well, me and Rose decided that we don't want to have kids. Jeffy's enough.
Oh, no, I get it. I mean, I would never do this personally, like, ever. But I mean, hey, you do you, man. If I can even call you a man, because you're not really going to be a man after I cut your balls off.
But I'm still going to have my balls.
Well, yeah, but what's the point? I mean, they're not going to work. I can't invite you to boys' night, because you're not really going to be a boy anymore. You know how people say, man, that guy's got balls. They're not going to be talking about you, because you're not going to have any balls.
Can we just hurry up and get this over with?
All right, you want anesthesia or not?
Of course I want anesthesia.
See, there's the no balls already. See, a real man would take it like a man.
Well, I don't want to be awake during it.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to be awake either to see the massive mistake I was making.
Listen, me and Rose do it all the time, and I don't want to risk getting her pregnant.
Marvin, you don't have to kid yourself. It's not like you can get your right hand pregnant.
No, we seriously do it all the time. Me and her are always in bed.
Marvin, you don't have to lie to me. I'm married, too. I've had some dates with old Righty and Lefty. Yeah, that's right. I use both. I mean, not at the same time. I mean, I don't have enough unit to use them both at the same time. I just mean I switch off, you know, like pitchers in the World Series when one gets tired. I just switch from right to left, you know.
Okay, well, can I please just get a different doctor to do my vasectomy?
No, there's no other doctors here qualified to do vasectomies. I mean, there used to be one, but he doesn't work here anymore. His name was Dr. Vinny Vasectomy. Oh, man, he loved doing vasectomies. He loved them so much, he changed his last name to vasectomy. And he would just give anybody a vasectomy, even if they didn't want it. Just ran around with a pair of scissors snipping balls. And then one day, he wanted to do the biggest vasectomy ever. The President of the United States. So he got a job working as the hedge clipper in the White House garden. And then one day, the president came out, and he just ran at him, trying to snip his balls. Yeah, he didn't even get close. The Secret Service just shot him dead right there. I mean, just not even close. They just lit his ass up. He's dead. So yeah, he's dead. So you just get me.
Well, can you just hurry up and do the vasectomy?
Jesus, Marvin, you left your pants on and your shoes?
What's wrong with my pants?
Well, how am I supposed to cut your balls off with your pants on, Marvin? Do I just cut through them?
Well, you can just take them off once I'm asleep.
And you're wearing a shirt and tie? Marvin, this is a surgery, not a job interview.
Well, just take my clothes off once I'm asleep.
I'm not gonna undress you like a G.I. Joe, Marvin. That's weird.
I don't wanna get naked in front of you. I don't want you to see my stuff.
I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna be down there. I'm gonna see everything.
Well, can't you just do it through the pants leg?
Through the pants leg? Marvin, those are Levi's. Are your balls really all the way down there?
No, listen. Just do it. Just give me the anesthesia.
Okay, fine. I'll give you the anesthesia. Jeez. Here you go.
Ow.
You feeling it?
I'm getting lightheaded. I'm fading away.
No, you're not, Marvin, because that was just air. At least you get to have your lifetime movie moment. How embarrassing for you. I'm fading away. What are you, Hayden Christensen? You fucking suck.
Oh, just give me the real anesthesia so I can go to sleep.
Okay. Alright, give me the real thing. Crybaby, no balls. Alright, I'm gonna do it in the head this time.
Not my head. Ow!
Go to sleep.
I have to pee.
Well, wait, Cinderella. You're gonna miss the ball snip. You get that Mormon ball snip? Oh, yeah, you're asleep. Well, you would have laughed at that. Alright, let me get these pants off. Marvin, how are you awake? There was real anesthesia that time.
I had this dream that Dougie was right in front of my face asking me for $70 for the new Call of Duty game.
Yeah, he is. He's right there.
Marvin, please give me $70 for the new Call of Duty game! Dougie, how'd you get in here?
He just barged in. I told him he can't be here. This is an operating room, but he insisted you give him $70 and he's been yelling at your unconscious body for the last 20 minutes.
Marvin, what are you doing? I'm getting a vasectomy, Dougie. What's a vasectomy?
I'm cutting his balls off.
Oh, so you got money to cut your balls off, but you ain't got money to give me the game. Get out of here, Dougie. Anything not to get me the game. How much is it gonna cost anyway? The insurance is covering it. Oh, you think the insurance will cover me getting the game? No. Doctor, did you do my vasectomy?
No, I haven't even started. You see this mask? That's because when I took your pants off, I get hit by the odor of unwashed scrotum. You haven't bathed in, I'm assuming, days based on the smell, and you haven't shaved because it looks like the Amazon rainforest down there. It looks like a mushroom sticking out of a bush.
I didn't know I had to shower or shave before surgery.
Oh, you thought we were going to do that for you too and undress you? The most impressive thing I've done today was take your pants off over your shoes. Oh, and by the way, Marvin, you have dingleberries and little bits of toilet paper in your ass. You're one fart away from having a blizzard in this bitch.
Listen, can you just hurry up and do my vasectomy, please?
I don't think the scissors are going to cut through all that hair that's matted down with dried urine and sweat and God knows what else. So I'm postponing the surgery for another 6 months until you can sort all that shit out.
6 months? What if I get my wife pregnant?
Believe me, she's not going to go anywhere near that thing if she can find it. And even if she did, the smell would scare her away.
Oh, come on, Dougie. Did you stop to get the game? No!
Hey, Marvin, how was your vasectomy?
You left me at the hospital.
I'm sorry, Marvin, but I had to pee, and you know I don't like public restrooms.
I had to take an Uber. You got money for an Uber, but you ain't got money to get me the game.
How did your vasectomy go?
The doctor had to cancel it.
Why?
Because an emergency came up. Marvin got a dirty dick.
What?
Dougie, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hey there, Snow Globe.
Aw, that's a cute nickname.
No, it's not. Marvin's one fart away from having a blizzard up in this bitch.
What?
Oh, look, there's some now. Looks like it's going to be a white Christmas.
What are you talking about?
Toilet paper and dingle. Dingleberries.
Ooh, dingleberries. Is that a new kind of fruit? Can I bake a pie with them?
Yeah, it's found in the country of Marvin's ass, and you don't want to make a pie with those berries. They're poisonous.
Oh, listen, doctor, what are you doing here?
Well, even though we canceled the vasectomy, I'm here to give you a bill. See, I'm going to charge you for the anesthesia we used, the dingleberries I had to see, the peppermint I had to put in my nose to deal with the smell, because that was fucked up. So altogether, it's going to cost you $7,000, and it's due right now.
Well, the insurance is going to cover it, right?
No, the insurance doesn't cover avoidable stuff like bathing and shaving, so you got to pay me.
I don't have $7,000.
Marvin, we're gonna go in debt!
Might as well be in debt another $70 to give me the game. Shut up, Dougie! Listen, doctor, we don't have $7,000 right now. You have to give us a few months to pay it.
Well, that's not gonna work. You gotta pay it right now. And not paying a hospital bill is a crime. So if you don't pay me, I'm gonna have to arrest you.
Arrest us? We don't have $7,000. You gotta give us some time, please.
All right, fine. I'll be nice and give you till tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning to come up with $7,000? Oh my god, how are we gonna do that?
And trust me, buddy, I feel bad charging you all this money, because apparently you can't afford soap or a razor or even a comb, but I just really can't let this shit slide. And apparently your shit can't slide either, it gets caught in a net.
Marvin, what is he talking about?
I don't know, but we need to focus on making $7,000 tonight.
Ew! Marvin, why are there pieces of toilet paper on the couch?
What? Marvin's ass.
What? No, listen, guys, let's focus on the $7,000. I'll go to jail if we don't pay it by tomorrow morning.
Ooh, I got an idea, Smodips.
What is it?
Well, if you give me $70 to get the new Call of Duty Black
Ops... No!
Hold on, I'm not finished yet. I need $70 to get a new Call of Duty Black Ops 6. And then I play the game so really good. And then they see how really good I'm being playing at the new game that I enter a new Call of Duty Black Ops 6 competitive. And then I win the competitive and then I give you some money for your dirty ass.
What?
Listen, that would be an amazing idea, but is there even a contest that'll pay $7,000 tonight?
Not yet, but when they see how really good I'm playing the game, they gonna make one.
Well, that would be a really good idea if we could get the money tonight, but we cannot get the money tonight. I don't even have $70 to buy the game. We need to make up money without buying anything.
Oh, I got another idea. I'll be right back. Alright, Ma Bibbs, I went to the gas station and I stole some Mr. Beef's candy bars because it says right here you could win $1 million.
Dougie, what are the odds of actually winning $1 million off a candy bar? It's never gonna happen.
Well, I got 12 of them right here, so there could be $12 million in here.
There's no way there's $12 million in there, Dougie. It's a waste of time. I have to find a way to get $7,000 tonight.
Well, I got another idea, but it could get us in a lot of many really good troubles.
Will it get us to $7,000?
Yeah.
Well, then tell me about it.
All right. So we dress up like robbers, and we goes to the banks while it's closed, and there's probably going to be a security guard sitting outside, so we have to distract them so good. So we throw a bucket of KFC chicken, extra crispy, and he start eating it and saying, yummy so good, yummy so good. And while he eating, we go inside the bank, and there's probably going to be a bunch of red lasers, so we tape mirrors to our face and baps to make the lasers bounce off, and then we get to the safe, and you pull out a nail coat, and then listen to the right company to the safe, and then we open it up, and then so much money, so money so good, and we start stacking our pop-ups, then we blows the holes in the roofs, and a helicopter drops a ladder down and we escapes. And then I buys the new Call of Duties and I plays it all night long and I'm so happy.
Okay, that plan is impossible, Dougie. We don't have a helicopter to help us escape and we can't afford KFC to distract the guard.
Okay, fine. Then we just knock out the guard, break into the bank and steal the money.
All right, let's just do it because we're desperate and we need the money. Come on, let's get the outfits.
Okay.
All right, Dougie, we're in. Oh my god, the alarm! Turn it off!
I ain't no computer nerd! I ain't know how to do that!
Well, let's steal the money before the cops show up.
Freeze! You're under arrest for trying to rob the bank!
Oh my god, we're so screwed, Dougie.
Wait, Marvin?
No.
Marvin, I know it's you. I saw the toilet paper on your ass.
Oh my god.
Marvin, why are you trying to rob a bank?
I owe you $7,000 for anesthesia.
And the dingleberries.
And the dingleberries.
And also the $70 for the new Call of Duty game.
Marvin, I'll tell you what. I'll let you rob this bank because I really want you to clean your ass.
Wait, you're going to let me rob the bank?
Yeah, come on. I'll let you in the vault.
Okay.
Mobius, I got the new Colin Nunes Black Pop Sips. I'm going to be blazing it all night long.
Marvin, you got away with it?
Oh, yeah, baby. The plan went perfectly. We walked right into the bank and just got away with it.
Marvin, don't lie. I just let you take all the money so you could afford to clean your dirty ass.
Marvin, what is he talking about?
I don't know. Just take the $7,000 I owe you and get out of here.
No, I'm taking all of it. See, it's the perfect crime. I let you rob the bank, and then I come take the rest of the money.
But you can't steal the money I stole. That's stealing.
Hey, call the fucking cops, huh? You can't, because I'm the cops. And if you did call the cops, I'd just tell them you stole it, which you did.
What?
Jesus, Snow Globe, look at that! Oh my god, Marvin, what is wrong with you?
Marvin, where's all this tissue paper coming from?
His ass! It's his ass confetti! Look at that, you can make snow angels in it. Go ahead, Marvin, make some snow angels!
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Hey, Marvin, I have some important documents I need shredded. Could you wipe your ass with them? I mean, how does this even happen? What are you doing in there?
Buddy, just take the money and leave, please.
I'll tell you what, here's $100, buy yourself a razor and some soap, Jesus.
Well, yeah, even the rest of the money?
No. No, I'm not, Marvin. I'm taking it.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
You guys want to go to the movies and watch Gladiator 2?
Oh, Cody, I haven't even seen the first one or heard of it.
Wait, you've never even heard of Gladiator?
No, I don't like watching old black and white movies.
It's not black and white, it's from like 2000.
It took them 25 years to make a sequel.
Well, yeah, but the last one was good and this one's gonna be good too. It's got shirtless hunky guys fighting.
If the first one was good, it wouldn't have taken 25 years to make a sequel, unless your Pixar was Incredibles.
Right?
Well, look, guys, trust me, it's gonna be cool.
Is there any actors that we know?
Well, it's got Denzel Washington in it.
Ooh, Denzel Washington. Is he the equalizer in this movie?
No, he's not the equalizer in Ancient Rome.
So the movie isn't black and white. You said ancient.
What? No, it's not black and white. It's color.
Oh, come on, Cody. You know better than to say that word. Color.
Yeah, you don't say the word colored anymore, Cody. That's a racist term.
What,
yeah,
we're not in the 1960s.
That's not what I said.
You said the movie's colored because it has Denzel Washington in it. One black guy.
What? No, that's not what I meant. I just meant it has the full spectrum of colors.
Oh, it's one of those LGBTQ movies?
Nah, that's too woke for me, bro.
Yeah, you said it has the full spectrum of colors and spectrum. So Denzel Washington plays a gay, autistic black guy?
What? No, I just mean it's not black and white.
I mean, there's obviously no segregation in the movie because it has Denzel Washington in it.
Right.
Well, no, guys, do you want to see the movie or not?
I definitely want to see Denzel Washington try to play an autistic gay black guy.
Hell yeah. He has the range, dude.
Yeah, he's the only actor that could do that.
I don't know about that. They got Robert Downey Jr.
Tropic Thunder, he played that.
Yeah, he was awesome in Tropic Thunder.
Okay, I don't want to see the movie
anymore. No, we want to go see it. Come on, I want to go see Denzel Washington play this role.
See this.
Oh man, guys, I can't wait to watch Denzel Washington be an autistic gay guy.
I know, dude. This should be his best role yet.
Let me get some popcorn. You want anything?
I want some Jujubes.
Oh!
Cody, stop saying racist stuff.
It's not racist, it's candy.
Come on, dude. I'm not even Jewish and that's offensive. Nor a bee.
Hera, I'm so excited to see Denzel Washington in that new motion picture screen.
I hear he's hung like a horse.
Oh, I bet he is. That old hunky sack of shit. Every time Denzel Washington's on the screen, I want you to hand me a wad of paper towels so I don't stain the seat.
But you already stained the seat.
I'm like Gary the Snail in this bitch.
Talking old people.
I know, dude. They always ruin the movie.
Hell, look right there. There's Denzel Washington right there.
Oh, my God, it's Denzel.
I'm going to see if I can get a picture with him. Excuse me, Mr. Denzel Washington.
What?
The guy sitting right next to you, Denzel Washington, right?
No, that's my friend Joseph. I know he's black, but he's not as old as Denzel.
Appreciate the compliment, though.
Oh, I get it. He's on the cover because this is new movie premiere.
No, this is my boyfriend, not Denzel Washington.
Well, you mind if I get a picture with Denzel Washington?
You know what? Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, Mr. Washington. You're making it like a waterfall between my thighs.
It's true. I can smell it.
Okay, say cheese.
I ain't got no teeth.
I used to be a cock.
Okay, I took it.
All right. Upload that on the book of faces for me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, I'm so excited. I got a picture with Mr. Washington.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have any popcorn.
Oh, the theater ran out of popcorn?
Well, I got the popcorn, and then I dropped it walking up the stairs, and I don't have any more money.
Yeah, well, Junior, something really weird just happened.
What?
Those old people think Ken is Denzel Washington.
But he's white.
I know, but now that I'm really looking at it, I can kind of see it in the smile.
Yeah, he has Denzel's smile.
Oh, yeah, blind as hell. He does not look like Denzel at all. Maybe Tom Cruise.
Excuse me, Mr. Washington. My husband would love if he could watch us bang.
Okay, I think we need to go.
No, that's Denzel, ain't it?
Come on,
let's go.
Oh, see, Denzel, I was holding that quiz the whole time.
Well, guys, that was a waste of time.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe those old people thought Ken looked like Denzel Washington.
I don't know, I can kind of see it, though, like, especially in the smile.
Yeah, the smile.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? He looks nothing like Denzel. I look more like Denzel than anybody.
I don't know.
And the smile.
Yeah.
Man, look at this. This is Denzel Washington. He looks nothing like Ken.
I don't know. Now that I'm really looking at it, it looks like Ken.
Yeah, like the cheekbones, the eyebrows, the nose, the ear. It looks all like Ken.
No, the hell it doesn't. Look at the lips. Oh, nothing like Ken. Look at me.
Yeah, it looks definitely like Ken. That's it. There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. You keep arguing. I'll answer the door.
I'll maybe give you the skin tone.
Bro, it's more than that. Way more.
Hello?
Hey there. Is my client Denzel Washington here?
No.
Well, don't lie to me, son. TMZ took this photo of you and your friends entering the house with Denzel.
Who got that photo?
TMZ. The paparazzi's outside.
Where's Denzel?
He's inside.
Sweet.
So tell me where Denzel is. I have to talk to him about all the movies he has coming out.
Well, I guess if that's really Denzel Washington, then he's upstairs on my couch.
Thank you.
Who's at the door, Jim?
Oh, thank God, Denzel. I was looking all over for you.
Jesus Christ, this has to be the worst fucking nightmare ever.
Denzel, stop looking at pictures of yourself. We have movie roles to discuss.
Ooh, what movies is Denzel gonna be in?
Well, I can't talk about that with you guys. Not unless Denzel says it's okay. What do you say, Denzel?
Denzel says it's fine.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, they want to start work on a new Equalizer movie.
Oh, I love the Equalizer movies.
And then after that, they want to do a sequel to Remember the Titans called Remember the Titans 2, We Forgot the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 3, those guys look familiar. And then Remember the Titans 4, oh yeah, those are the Titans. And then Remember the Titans 5, okay, we get it. We know who the Titans are. And then Remember the Titans 6, Christmas with the Titans. And then, of course, the prequel movie, Titans to Remember. And they also want to do a TV series called Kicking It with the Titans.
Oh, that would be really awesome. I always want another Remember the Titans movie.
Okay, Denzel, come on. We gotta get you down to the studio to work on the Equalizer.
There's no way in hell that y'all think that Ken is fucking Denzel Washington.
Well, can I come with him? I'm kind of his boyfriend. Oh, I didn't know Denzel was gay, but whatever.
I want to come too because I like watching Equalizer movies. Okay.
Seriously?
Oh, man, Joseph, you missed the movie set. It was so cool watching him film action scenes.
What do you do, stand in one place?
Yes.
Well, they got CGI and stuff, so it looks really cool.
Bro, he doesn't look like Denzel. This is a waste of a movie.
No, after I saw Ken's acting skills, I truly think he's Denzel Washington.
I didn't realize I was dating Denzel Washington this whole time.
Bro, he's a freaking doll. He's not Denzel Washington.
He's not at all, Joseph. He's Denzel Washington.
Okay, watch, Joseph. They gave us an early release of the trailer, so you have to watch him act. Look at this. Wait, before I click play. Is Denzel Washington the black guy in the old Allstate commercials?
No, dude.
Are you sure he was like, Allstate's dead? Are you good heads?
No, I know.
That wasn't Denzel Washington.
No, that's not at all,
dude. That's some other black dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's 3,500. I'm 30,000 short. Hey, man, Giotti, where's my money?
Right here, boss.
Really? It's all there. $30,000 is in that thing.
It's all there.
Okay. Let me see it.
You sure you want to see it?
It's just money, yeah.
Okay, your funeral.
Okay, well, now I'm not too sure I want you to open it, because you said it's going to be my funeral, and that sounds bad.
Too late. The Equalizer! Four! Don't shoot me! I'll free the hostages, I swear! I'm glad to be back on the good side. No, please! I'm sorry for killing your grandmother!
Joseph, wasn't that the sickest movie you've ever seen?
Dude, I can't believe y'all really think Ken looks like Denzel Washington. This is a waste of time. I would never get that time back for watching this stupid-ass movie. I'm out of here, dude.
He's just jealous because he's not dating Denzel Washington.
Wait a minute, Cody. I have an idea.
Yeah?
Since everyone thinks he is Denzel Washington, that means you have access to all of Denzel Washington's money at the bank.
Oh, my God. What is Denzel Washington's net worth?
Let me look it up. I just did it. $300
million. $300
million?
I'm dating a rich hunk.
So we could take him to the bank and withdraw money from Denzel Washington's bank account and get millions of dollars.
I don't know. I don't know if Denzel would want us to do that.
He says we can. He says we can take all the money we want. Come on. You're the best boyfriend ever.
Cody, if this does not work, it'll be so embarrassing.
Just quiet, Junior. Lower cover.
Thank you for choosing Goodman Bank and Trust. Denzel Washington, my man.
Oh, my God, Junior, it worked.
What can I do for you, Mr. Washington? You came to look for $300 million?
Mr. Washington lost his voice.
Oh, from all the acting.
Yes, exactly. So he would like to withdraw some money today.
Okay, well, how much would you like to withdraw?
All of it.
I'm sorry, what was that number?
All of the money.
All $300 million?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a box of about $30 million right here. I can box that up for you if you'd like.
That would be great.
Yeah, put it in a briefcase. That's what Mr. Washington likes his money in.
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'll put it in a briefcase and I'll give it right to you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Cody, look. We literally have millions and millions of dollars of Denzel Washington's money.
No, I love dating a rich man.
I truly believe with my entire heart that Ken is the real Denzel Washington because we walked right up into the bank, no questions asked. They just gave us all of his money from his bank account.
Yeah, of course they did. I mean, just look at him. That's Denzel Washington.
That's Denzel Washington.
Wait, is that my phone?
Your phone's ringing, Cody.
Where the hell is it?
I gotta find it. If it's your mom, you can't miss the call.
Is it in the couch cushion?
If you miss your mom's call, she's gonna make you go home.
Damn it, it's on the floor.
You missed the call, damn it.
Junior, I have a voicemail from Denzel Washington.
Wait, Ken doesn't have a phone.
No, so who is this?
Oh no, Cody. What if Ken's not the real Denzel Washington? And we just stole the real Denzel Washington's money and he's mad and he's calling to yell at us.
Oh no, I think we better listen to this.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
We did steal his money.
Huh? You can do this shit? Hey! You can do this to me?
I'm so sorry, Denzel. We thought it was...
You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you.
Pelican Bay?
You program, nigga.
What does that mean?
23-hour lockdown.
I don't want to go to jail.
I'm the man up in this bitch.
I'm sorry. We're really sorry.
You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I'm the police. I run shit. You just live in.
Let's return the money. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down.
Down. Yes, these are my tech decks.
PJ, where'd you get tech decks at?
Oh, my mom got them for me.
His mom got it!
Oh, PJ, we have to see you play with it, please!
I don't know, guys, I'm kind of tired.
No, please, don't worry, please!
Okay, I'll play with it.
I made it to school just in time.
Hey, what's everyone looking at?
PJ, I would totally kiss you for your tech deck.
I would marry you for your tech deck.
You guys don't even want to know what I do to him for a tech deck.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
PJ Crenshaw brought tech decks to school.
What are tech decks?
What? You don't know what a tech deck is?
Dude, it's the coolest toy ever.
How do you not know what a tech deck is?
Like this.
I don't know what a tech deck is.
Well, if you don't know what a tech deck is, you have to get out of here.
Now, hold on, guys. Let's educate the poor fool. Jeffy, a tech deck is a little miniature skateboard that you ride with your fingers. Tech decks are the epitome of cool. They are the ultimate symbol of cool. Tech decks are all about bringing them to school and making it your entire personality. It says, I may not know how to ride a skateboard, but my fingers do. And if my fingers can ride a skateboard, then the ladies know what else they can do.
My bunghole.
Well, can I borrow one of your tech decks?
What? You can't borrow a PJ tech deck. That's unheard of.
Asking to borrow somebody's tech deck is like asking to bang their mom. No, hold on, guys. PJ never deprives someone of an opportunity to be cool. Jeffy, you can borrow my tech deck.
What? You want to borrow a tech deck?
But only for a day. Jeffy, you have to bring me the tech deck back tomorrow at school.
Okay. Whoa, that's so cool. You got to borrow a PJ tech deck. That's never happened in the history of that one.
Hurry up.
Now run along home.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was sick, Daddy. This kid named PJ let me borrow his tech deck.
What?
Yeah, it's a little mini skateboard that you finger.
I'm really good at fingering, Daddy.
Fingering's my favorite.
Jeffy, I wouldn't say that anymore. Look, if you're going to play with your little mini skateboard, play with it somewhere else.
Okay, Daddy, but first can I show you a trick I learned? It took me forever to learn this trick.
Sure.
Ready?
Ow, Jeffy, you hit me in the face of your stupid skateboard. You know what I think about this?
Daddy, why would you throw that? If something happens to him, he'd be the biggest loser in school.
I can't believe I have to vacuum the whole house. God! Cleaner,
no, it was the mini little skateboard! Open the thing!
A skateboard? Here, Jeffy, I think I found it.
Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee. I can't let anything happen to it for the rest of the night.
Hey, Jeffy.
Hey, Junior.
I hate taking the bus to school.
Me too.
But you still have PJ's tech deck?
Sure do, and it's in pristine condition.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can't wait to give it back to him. It's been stressing me out ever since he gave it to me.
Yeah, it's gotta be stressful holding on to something so valuable.
Hey, losers.
What do you want, bully?
Wait, what's that?
It's a tech deck.
Give me that.
Hey, get it back!
Hey, you want it? Go get it.
What? Hold on, the bus is coming! Jeffy, go get the tech deck,
Oh, man.
Is the tech deck okay, Jeffy?
Does it look like it's okay, Junior?
Oh, my God, it's broken. PJ's gonna kill you.
I know, Junior. I cannot go to school today.
Oh, okay. We're not gonna get on the bus. We're gonna take this thing inside and try to fix it. Well, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, where are you kids going? You get your ass on the bus. You're gonna be ready for school.
Hey, Junior and Jeffy didn't get on the bus.
Oh, man. They're skipping school and didn't invite us?
Hold on, Joseph. I'm gonna see what's going on. Hey, I'm getting off the bus.
Why are you getting off the bus? You gotta go to school.
I have to poop outside. I'll meet you at school.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, all the pieces are right here. We have to put it back together.
How, Junior? How? There's like a million pieces right here. There's more pieces right here than there are ants in the world.
Okay, well, that's not even close to being correct. But look, Jeffy, we have to put this back together because if PJ found out you broke his tech deck, he's going to hate you and he's going to hate me because I know you.
Hey, guys, we just skipped school.
Oh, Cody, thank God you're here. Look, the school bus ran over PJ's tech deck.
What? Junior, do you know what this means? If PJ finds out, he's going to hate Jeffy and then he's going to hate us because we're associated with Jeffy.
So we got to think of a plan, Cody, help.
Okay, think. Oop. I did a little toot. Did a little brain toot.
You mean a brain fart?
No, Junior, I don't say the word fart. That's disgusting. I say toot. It's a nice, cute little petite word. A petite toot. You know, if you're at dinner and you pass gas, you can just say, sorry, everyone, I tooted. And then everyone will be fine with that. They'll just keep eating. But if you say, sorry, everyone, I just blew a big, stinky, dirty fart right out of my unwiped ass, then nobody's going to want to keep eating. That's just gross. You know, a toot's like a nice little purr that comes out of your ass. Like you got a kitten in your ass.
I just let out a big, stinky shit cloud right out of my rectal hole.
Yeah, see, that's inappropriate.
Look, can we get back to the tech deck? We got to fix this.
Oh, yeah, the thing that made me toot in the first place.
Oh, look, how about we just go to the store and buy a tech deck that looks just like this?
Oh, wow, Junior, that's actually a really good idea. And you didn't even have to toot to think of it.
Yeah, let's go to the store. Come on.
Okay.
Okay, guys, here's the tech deck. Okay, look for it. It has a snake on it with red wheels. Do you see one, Jeffy?
No, I don't see it, Junior.
Come on, guys.
Hey, kids, can I help you find something?
Yes, mister. We're looking for a tech deck that has a snake on it with red wheels. We broke our other one, and we want one just like it.
Oh, well, I hate to tell you this, kids, but no two tech decks look exactly the same.
So there's not one that looks just like the one we broke?
No, each one's one of a kind.
Well, what are we going to do?
Oh, I guess you're kind of screwed. I mean, you could get one of these kits and try to fix the one you have.
Oh, wait, you could fix it with this kit?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, come on. Go grab this. Come on.
Lady, shut up. I'm stressing about my tech deck. That kid should be here by now.
What's up, BJ?
Hey, where's your friend? You know the one with the helmet? He's supposed to bring me back my tech deck.
They missed the bus, but they should be on their way, though.
Oh, call him.
Huh?
Call him. The P in PJ doesn't stand for patient.
Okay, I'll call him, PJ.
Okay, guys, we have all these tools, so let's try to put it back together. What are you doing, Jeffy?
Sorry, I thought I was helping.
No, you just lost all the pieces. Cody, find the pieces. Hold on, my phone's ringing. It's Joseph. Hello?
Hey, dude, where's Jeffy? PJ's asking for his tech deck.
There's kind of a situation going on.
What situation?
Stinky, stinky shit fart.
Wait, somebody's constipated?
No, Jeffy just grabbed the phone. Look, the tech deck is broken.
Wait, broken? What do you mean broken? That's PJ's favorite tech deck. He's gonna kill us.
I know. We're trying to fix it. I just need you to stall and tell PJ everything's okay.
Stall? How do you want me to stall?
Stick it in my squirrel caboose.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
Oh, listen. Just stall PJ and we'll call you back. Just stall him.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta fix this. Hurry.
PJ, I really like your pink tech deck.
Whatever.
PJ?
Hey, where's your friend with my tech deck?
He had a doctor's appointment, but he will be here by the end of the day.
That kind of pisses PJ off. I can't focus in class without all three of my tech decks.
Oh, I promise he's on his way, though.
He better be.
Okay, guys, let's put that together.
But Junior, it doesn't look anything like it looked before.
Look, it has the wheels on it.
It doesn't matter. The wheels were red before.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
But look, no, I thought it'd be cool if all the wheels were different colors.
It doesn't matter if it's cool, Junior. The wheels have to be red.
Okay, fine. I'll change all the wheels to red. I just thought it would be sick.
And that cross is why you don't run with scissors. That does it for today's lesson. You all can go home.
See you tomorrow, PJ.
Hasta mañana.
Bye.
What the frick, man?
What?
Your friend never came back with the tech deck.
Oh, he must have got stuck in traffic. Yep.
That's it. I'm going to kill your friend.
Huh?
Okay, Cody. I added the red wheels on the tech deck. It looks good, right?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks like it did. Oh, no, Junior. That top looks terrible.
Well, there's nothing we can do about the top, Cody. These other boards have different designs on them, so we can't change that out.
Guys, PJ's coming!
Aw, me too, Daddy.
No, he's coming for the tech deck!
Oh, guys, hide all the materials. Go. I don't know. Okay, all the pieces are cleaned up.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm gonna go hide.
But, Cody, come back!
Hey, bro, you never came back with my tech deck, bro.
Because I was still playing with it, bro.
Dude, don't mock PJ!
PJ, he didn't mean to mock you. Your tech deck is right here.
Wait a minute. What's with all these scratches?
Oh, the scratches, they're...
You know what? Don't tell me. I already know.
You do?
Yeah. You were shredding the fuck out of this thing. Man, that's totally Narnar Banks. Man, your fingers must have been bleeding from shredding this hard.
Yeah, I was finger-diddling that board so hard, it was like a girl's Arby's roast beef sandwich. I was giving it that horsey sauce, like...
Yeah, damn right you were. Oh, man. You know what? I don't even shred this hard on my tech decks. You know what? Keep it. It's yours, champ.
I don't want it. It's broken. It got ran over by a bus.
Yeah, a bus full of fingers. You know what, kid? You're not so bad. Keep on shredding.
Guys, what just happened?
Well, PJ did not notice that his tech deck was broken. He thought those scratches were from Jeffy playing with it too hard.
Oh, that makes sense. My thing looks like that when I play with it too hard.
So, Jeffy, you get to keep one of PJ's tech decks!
And PJ still thinks we're cool!
Uh-oh, I have to pee!
What? Cody, you being really weird, just randomly leaving the scene. Like, doesn't make any sense. What are you doing?
Hey guys, I found that tech deck you were looking for.
What? You told me no two tech decks look the same!
Oh yeah, I just lied so you'd spend more money at Target. You know that kit you bought? It was 3 times the price of this one. But it worked, the boss gave me a huge promo. Oh man, this tech deck is so cool! Whoever was playing with this was Narnar Banks! I gotta try it out. Oh man, look at my hand. I'm like Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's hands. Tony Hawk hands. Tony hands. Tony Hand Hawk. John Hancock. Signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Fuck yeah, I did.
Why are you making that noise?
Guys, it's November 26th, and my yogurt slinger hasn't sneezed yet.
What?
I've gone the entire month of November without firing my milk cannon. It's about to overheat!
What's a milk cannon? What are you talking about?
I'm part of the 31st Gooner Battalion, and I'm edging.
What are you talking about?
It's dark and scary!
Jimmy, calm down. The power just went out. Look, it's back on.
Why did the power go out?
I don't know. Maybe, like, it's a power surge, or maybe someone's pet hamster chewed on the power lines.
Why would a hamster be on the power lines?
I don't know. I was just taking a guess. Jeffy, it's back on. It's back on. Why are you screaming?
Because I'm staring at the dark, Daddy.
Marvin, why is this happening?
I don't know. Maybe the weather's bad. Maybe it's windy and it's knocking the telephone wires down or power lines. Let's turn on the news and see if the news knows.
Breaking news, MK. The United States power grid was attacked by Russian hackers, and now there's a nationwide power shortage. So in order to resupply the power grid, all U.S. citizens with children will be given these Monsters, Inc. canisters, and they will have to scare their children to collect their screams. Because if you've seen the movie Monsters, Inc., children's screams can power a whole city.
Russian hackers?
Where are they rushing to?
What are they talking about, a scream can? Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. I'm here to give you your government-issued scream can. Just have your kid scream into this.
But I don't have a kid. Jeffy's 20 years old.
Oh, Marvin. We really need a Jeffy video today. 5 out of the last 6 videos have been junior videos, and we're going to be looking for jobs soon. So, but it doesn't really matter how old he is, because it goes by mental age, not physical age. And let's be honest, Jeffy is not mentally 20 years old.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
So you just have him scream into this. But it has to be a genuine scream, okay? Like he's really afraid for his life.
Oh, that's easy. Jeffy is really easy to scream.
But, you know, in the Monsters, Inc. movie, laughter actually worked better than screams, so if you can make him laugh, that's even better.
Well, Jeffy doesn't really laugh.
Oh, yeah? Well, good thing you're looking at Jokey McJokesterstein. Yep, that's what they used to call me in high school, because of how funny I was. I would always make jokes that were funny.
So you're funny?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, Marvin.
Well, you can make Jeffy laugh if you want to.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. You get it, Marvin, because I'm a cop and we frequently shoot people? Give it a shot, see what I did there?
Well, that was kind of a stretch.
Marvin, I'm not wearing yoga pants! You get it, Marvin? Because, like, you stretch in yoga, and so you said it was a stretch, and so I said the thing about yoga pants. See, that's next-level comedy, Marvin. You wouldn't get that kind of thing.
Okay, try to make Jeffy laugh.
Okay, I think I can take a crack at it, because I arrest crack addicts, because I'm a cop, like I said. See, this is a crack addict. Sounds like crack addict, and don't do crack.
Okay, listen, just come in and try to make Jeffy laugh.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was.
Hey there, everybody. Hey, I'm Brooklyn T. Guy, but you can just call me Jokey McJokester Pants.
I thought it was Steen.
Yeah, well, I got a Steen in my pants. A doo-doo Steen from digging in my ass. Get a dirty ass. Hey, how about you, sir? You got a dirty ass? You digging in your ass? You got doo-doo Steen, sir?
Yes, he does.
Oh, he's got doo-doo Steen. Hey, when I say doo-doo, you say Steen. Doo-doo.
Steen.
Yeah, that's right. Doo-doo.
Steen.
Yes, sir. That is right. Hey, sir, what do you do for work?
Oh, I sit on the couch.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what my ex-wife did, too. She would sit on the couch all day, every goddamn day. Sat on it so much, the couch actually got a big old crater in it, shaped like her ass. It's a big old ass print. Hey, you know when NASA launched the moon landing? Yeah, they accidentally landed on my couch, because I thought those craters were moon craters, but they were ass craters from her ass. How about that? Hey, what's your name?
Rose.
Hey, Rose, I bet I can guess your mother's favorite flower.
Okay.
Is it a tulip?
No.
Tulip. See what I did there? You didn't see that coming. I switched it up on you. Yeah. Hey, you in the helmet. Hey, how'd you get here? A car? Because it looks like you got here on a bicycle, or rollerblades, or a scooter, or a skateboard, or any other vehicle that would require a helmet. Is that right? Hey, you folks want to hear some jokes?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, how do you help someone who's been in a peekaboo accident? You take them to the ICU. Yeah, that's right. Hey, peekaboo. Hey, what's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea? I've never paid $300 to have a garbanzo bean on my face.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, it's still good to laugh, right? Hey, you there, Baldy. Why did the birds attack the dog?
Why?
He was pure bred. Because birds, they like bread.
They do.
They do like bread.
Yeah. I get that one.
Yeah, you got to think about it. Hey, you helmet. What do you call 4 Mexicans in quicksand? Cuatro Cinco.
I just came.
All right. I got to do one more and then I got to go, okay? So what's the difference between the world's biggest hippopotamus and my ex-wife? Absolutely fucking nothing. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. What's the difference between the world's biggest hippopotamus and my ex-wife? I'd want to have sex with the hippopotamus. Hey, well, that's my time, everybody. I got to get going. You guys have been great. Thank you. Ugh. What was that, guy? What was that?
Boynie, you did so great!
No, I didn't, Karen. I fucking sucked.
No, Boynie!
You are hilarious. I was laughing the whole time.
Really? Because I was hearing crickets up there. I was dying up there. Hey, kid, you did good. I don't know, Steve. I don't think I'm cut out for this kind of thing. I was bombing. That one girl didn't even know why she was laughing. And that one guy came. What was that about? Did I help? That's not what I was going for.
Boyne, you just need more practice.
Yeah, kid, it's your first gig. Yeah, maybe you guys are right. Hey, did I go on too long with all the doo-doo-ass stuff? It felt like too long. I mean, I did the chant, and I think they liked that.
Boyne, I loved your hummus joke.
What the fuck are you talking about, Karen? I didn't say hummus one time.
No, the chickpeas, like in hummus. Like, oh, who wants hummus all over their face? I mean, unless you're eating it, it gets really messy, and it gets crusty in the corners of your mouth.
Yeah, I'll write that down. Hey, guys, I'm back. Sorry, I was in the bathroom. Hey, was there a guy who looks kind of like me here? Yeah, that was my brother, Jokey McJokesterstein Pants. Steen.
That was just you in a suit.
No. Hey, let's check the can. Okay, this can must be defective, because it should be overflowing with giggle power.
Face it, Brooklyn guy. You're never gonna fill that can.
Shut up, Roz.
And don't forget to file your paperwork correctly, for once.
Now I see why Mike Wazowski doesn't like you, you bitch.
So we just have to make Jeffy scream then?
Yeah, we just gotta make him scream into this can.
Well, I can do that, but without the S.
Stop it. It's November. You're not supposed to be doing that.
Well, I already failed.
Okay, so we have to find ways to scare Jeffy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of like the video Jeffy's Hiccups.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. We're halfway through this bitch. Maybe you should have said that sooner.
Okay, so do you know a way to make Jeffy scream?
Oh, well, I know exactly how to get him to scream. Ah! Now you. You see, Marvin? Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
That was your big plan to make him scream?
Okay, let's see your plan.
Jeffy, the whole world's gonna stop making food and the only thing you can eat is green beans.
Okay.
You hate green beans.
Yeah, I'll just Good Morning America myself.
Wow, Marvin, that was your big plan?
Well, okay, you know what? Jeffy, that's it. You're grounded for the rest of your life. No video games.
Okay.
Or anything.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything else to do?
Oh, Marvin, I had an idea. Earlier, he screamed when the lights went out.
Oh, he did. Hey, Broden Guy, can you turn the lights off?
Don't call me by my full name. Full legal name is Crazy.
Wait, his name's Crazy?
Well, Jeffy, I really hope the power doesn't go out. It's out! Oh, my God, the power's out!
Okay.
Wait, Jeffy, you screamed last time the power was out.
Yeah, I can't really think about that right now because I just shot a bucket of glue out of my gummy worm.
Broden Guy, turn the lights back on.
I told you not to call me that. It's weird.
Do you prefer Crazy?
Well, they can be fun, but when they start blowing up my phone, it gets to be a problem. And then they show up at my house when my wife is there, and I just can't be doing that.
Marvin, I'm confused.
Do you have anything else that you can do to make him scared and scream?
Yeah, I think I got something. Okay, Jeffy, nothing makes kids scream like roller coasters. But we don't have any roller coasters around here. So I bought Roller Coaster Tycoon for the iPad. So we're going to ride a roller coaster on the iPad. Oh, look at that. Oh, hey, listen to him. Listen to him screaming. Ah, woo. Tell me what noise you'd make if you were on this roller coaster, Jeffy. No, that's not what I would do. I'd go, ah, because it's scary. Oh, we're upside down. Ooh, woo, woo, shwee. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Isn't that just bananas?
Scream, Jeffy. Like, scream, ah.
Go. My banana cream pie.
Okay, focus. Focus on the roller coaster.
Maybe this roller coaster's not scary enough.
I don't think this is going to work. Okay, so let's not do that one. We need a crazier roller coaster. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Yeah, let's do this one. This is gonna scare the pants off you. This is what you need. Okay. Oh, here we go. Aren't you just excited? Aren't you excited to go?
Ooh, that's a big climb.
Get ready to scream.
Oh, look at the heights.
Oh,
scary heights.
Be a big drop. Gonna be a big drop.
Big scary heights.
Chugga, 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 chugga. Ready? Get ready to scream. It's going to be scary.
Yeah, you ready to scream?
Let's scream your head off.
Okay.
Oh, we're dipping. We're dipping. Wait, what's that?
Whoa.
It doesn't look like the track's finished. Oh, no. We're going to fucking die. Hey! Huh?
Are you going to the moon?
Yeah. I don't,
Oh, what the?
Oh, like the calendar. We died. Isn't that scary, Jeffy?
Dear God. There's a big explosion. What do you think about that, Jeffy?
Marvin, I don't think it worked.
Okay, is there anything else that you can do to make him scream?
Yeah, I got an idea. Okay, Jeffy, so you don't want to scream, huh? Well, how about now? You want to fucking scream now? What if I shot you in the fucking face? Would that make you scream, huh? Okay, what if I pistol whip your dad, huh?
Well, no.
Hey, you want to scream now? How about that?
I'm going to stick a crayon in my ass. A yellow one.
Well, does it have to be yellow?
No, it could be purple. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Marvin, I don't think we're going to make him scream. I think we just got a defective can.
Oh, no, you haven't made him scream or laugh.
Oh, well, there's the problem.
Well, you're supposed to be doing that!
Oh, yeah, I know.
So there's nothing you can do to...
Stupid fly, get out of here.
Ah! Daddy! There's a fly and it's gonna eat my face! Ah!
Look, Marvin, it's full! Oh, it's so full. Oh, it's just very, very full. It's so incredibly full. Well, Marvin, looks like you did your duty. And speaking of duty. Hey! Hey, anybody got any duty stains here? Any duty ass stains from their stinky duty ass? Hey, when I say duty, you say ass. Duty!
Ass.
Yeah, duty!
Ass.
Yes, sir!
Going to my parents for the week.
Does it really have to be an entire week?
Oh, it's just for a few days, Marvin.
What am I going to do the entire week while you're gone?
You'll be okay, Pookie Bear.
No, I'm not going to be okay. I'm going to miss you so much. I'm going to miss you, my little muffin.
That is the gayest thing I have ever seen.
Jeffy, be nice.
I just miss her so much, Jeffy. I don't want her to leave, but she has to.
I do have to, Marvin. Call me every day.
I'll call you every second of every minute.
Love you, Marvin.
I love you, baby.
Love you, Jeffy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffy, you didn't say it back. Hey, let me back!
She's gone! Oh, yeah! That bitch is gone! Yeah! Whoa, yeah, silly string! Silly string all over that shit! Yeah! Whoa, we're gonna party the entire week! We're gonna eat junk food! We're gonna watch scary movies! It's gonna be insane!
Is she gone?
What?
Is she gone?
What? Brooklyn guy?
Is the bitch gone?
Yeah.
Yeah! Let's fucking party! She's gone! Woo! I got beer!
Beer!
Oh, yeah! Silly fucking trick! Yes! Oh, we're gonna party, Marvin!
Wait. How long were you under the couch?
Yeah, just a while. I was hiding there until she left.
How'd you know she was going out of town?
Well, I heard you guys talking about it.
When did you get here?
Oh, a while back. Listen, Marvin, you're thinking about it too much. The point is the bitch is gone. Let's party! Yeah!
Yeah, she's gone for an entire week. We can do whatever we want. Just a boy.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah. Guys, guess who has a Blumpkin button?
What is that?
It's a button. You know what the Blumpkin button is. You press it, a genie shows up and gives us Blumpkin.
Oh, yeah. The Blumpkin button.
All right. Who wants one first?
Oh, I call dibs. Oh, God, no, please.
Jeffy wants a Blumpkin first.
You ready to take some later? I've been constipated for 2 weeks. Come on, big dog.
When's it going to be my turn?
Whenever Jeffy finishes.
Who knows when that's going to be?
Well, all I know is that Rose is gone for a week and we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, hey, I have an idea for a game. How about I blindfold you and then I put a bunch of random objects in front of you and you have to identify them by touching them?
That's a game?
Yeah, I used to play with my uncle all the time.
Okay, but what if you blindfold me and then, like, make me touch a wiener?
Marvin, I'm not my uncle. I'm not going to do that. And besides, you'd know. It would be like a Vienna sausage cut in half.
What?
Huh? I'll go get the blindfold. Okay, Marvin, you're blindfolded and the stuff's in front of you. So get to touching it and tell me what it is.
Okay,
It's right in front of you. No, turn around. 180.
That's a camera.
Yeah, it is. Good guess. That one.
Oh. Is that your ball sack?
Marvin, the fact that you think my balls would be that shaved.
Okay, that feels like your balls.
No, Marvin, I'm behind you. How stretchy do you think my balls are?
What is that?
It's a brain.
A real one?
No, Marvin, it's a toy.
Oh, okay, it feels really weird. Okay, but, ooh, is that a piano?
No, not quite.
What could that be?
Marvin, it's toy teeth.
Toy teeth? Not real teeth.
No, Marvin, you think I'm some kind of psychopath? Where would I be getting these body parts? It's a toy.
Okay. It just, everything just feels...